For this show, we invited one of our colleagues here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Adam Harris, onto the show. You might know him as the executive producer of Mountain Stage with Larry Gross, but today he's going to help us navigate the world of wrestling. He's attended wrestling matches since he was a teenager and been a fan of wrestling basically his whole life. And Adam, I understand this wasn't your intent, but you actually became involved as a ring announcer with the organization we'll hear about today in Madison, West Virginia. You're working with a company called All Star Wrestling, or ASW. So tell us about this group, and how would it be different from, say, WWE or WWF, as it was known?
Yeah, most people's image of professional wrestling is associated with WWE, which brought you the most recognizable characters in wrestling, like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, and John Cena's of the world.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Look at the size of the giant. I mean, Hogan is 6'8".
Andre is 7'5".
Hulk Hogan. I had one of those wrestling buddies and Macho Man wrestling buddies. We loved those things as kids. My brother had one, and I think it was really an excuse to, like, beat up each other with a soft pillow, you know?
Exactly. My memories are the same. I still have my Jake the Snake wrestling buddy. But independent wrestling has changed greatly over the years, and it continues to evolve. It exists on a much smaller, localized scale than what you're used to seeing on television. Indie wrestling is way more DIY. It's run by a small group of passionate, dedicated performers and support staff who often work for little money or just a chance to even be on the card. ASW is one of many independent wrestling companies in Appalachia. There are dozens of promoters running in various venues throughout the region, but ASW runs as frequently as others, and the shows have built a really dedicated following, which is great to see.
Yeah, it seems like I hear about a lot of wrestling shows, even in, like, southern West Virginia and Mercer County and Raleigh County. But we'll get to that show in just a bit. First, tell me how you got this gig as ring announcer there in Madison.
Well, I wasn't looking to get a gig in wrestling at all. When I've been a fan of wrestling my whole life, but I always resisted the urge to get involved in any capacity, really, other than being a fan. It was still a fantasy world to me, and I wanted to be able to visit it anytime I wanted without getting involved behind the scenes or having any responsibilities. Like many forms of entertainment, wrestling was and still is my escape mechanism. But when I started working on this piece, I got to know Dave Allen, who was a ring announcer at the time for ASW, and he's the one that volunteered to take me backstage so I could start collecting this audio. But then I didn't realize that Dave was kind of stepping away from the business, and so he started introducing me as his replacement. Before I was even ready to do it, before I had even committed, he was introducing me as his replacement as ring announcer. Mm-hmm. Even though I'd never announced a single match in my entire life, I guess he just knew I was passionate about it and would think it was fun. And so I ended up, 2 years later, I'm still the ring announcer at ASW.
Nice. So whether you liked it or not, you were going to be the ring announcer.
And believe me, I really like it.
Nice.
So when I decided to explore the world of independent wrestling in West Virginia, I climbed in the car with Dave Allen, who was the first person to take me behind the scenes at ASW. Allen is a 29-year veteran of the wrestling business who has spent many hours in the car driving to countless number of wrestling shows. He points out that the performers we'd see at the show that night take their spot on the ASW roster as seriously as they would a spot on the WWE roster. It's a big deal.
A lot of these guys, they have families. They have full-time jobs. If WWE walked in today and said, we want to hire you five guys, four out of five aren't going to go because they can't. And that's not why they go into it. There's something that lit a fire with them and a spark within them that made them want to do that. I can tell you, and I'm an announcer, but I can tell you that if you looked at all of the matches I've done in my career, and in February will be my 29th year in the business, I will tell you, I have probably not gotten paid more nights than I've gotten paid.
For anybody that gets involved in the wrestling business, they can count on some long drives, plenty of war stories, and some long-standing traditions. Sometimes it can mean showing up even though there's a chance you're not getting paid. The last time I climbed in with Dave, I unknowingly broke one of his traditions, but he wasn't going to let that happen this time.
If you will oblige me 1 second here.
We got to listen to your song.
Yeah, this is kind of a tradition that I started with Tommy Gibson years ago.
You cued it up.
That we listened to this song. Before you, are you going to pay royalties on this? If he is this? We listen to this every wherever show. Kind of get you in the mode. Tommy, I started this about 10 years or so ago, I guess. I don't even know why we started it, but we did.
Before I found out about ASW, I hadn't been to Madison before, and I didn't expect to see so many people there that early. When we step out of the car, 2 hours until showtime, there are fans already lining up outside the door. The Madison Civic Center is surrounded by houses, basically in the middle of this quaint domestic neighborhood, and I'll never forget when I got out of the car that day, there were 3 deer grazing in the yard next door. Something else I wasn't expecting, as the ring announcer, Dave, had his own entrance music.
It's the legendary Dave Allen.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna. Madison, West Virginia! Madison, West Virginia! Are you ready?
You can hear how excited the fans are. They look forward to these shows, and the thing that keeps them coming back is the storytelling. It's this amplified soap opera. There are friendships, bitter feuds, with aggression at the core of the conflicts. And just like any good soap opera, the characters are wrapped up in drama.
Recap a little bit what happened last time we were here in Madison, and then what we might see tonight.
I guess the big thing last time was that Shane Storm, who was, you know, a fan favorite, very popular tag team with Rocky Rage. They were called Rage and Storm. Rocky moved out of state, went to work for another promotion in Texas, and Shane kind of felt betrayed by him.
While Rocky Rage was gone, his former tag team partner, Shane Storm, in his disgusted state of betrayal, was granted a shot at the ASW Championship, and he won. So as you might have predicted, this didn't set very well when Rocky Rage eventually returned to ASW.
Well, how about this? I'm here to say that the Knockout Specialist, Rocky Rage, is back, baby!
On this night, Rocky was ready to take his title back. But in classic heel fashion, Shane Storm wasn't obliging that easy.
You know, as much as I would love to put my newly won beautiful ASW championship on the line, let's not forget, you start at the bottom of the barrel, kid.
All right, wait a minute. Hold up. So you said Shane Storm is being a heel? That's wrestling for jerk, right?
Right. The bad guys. They're known as the heels, which is its own art form, and Shane Storm is great at it. And in this case, Rocky Rage was the babyface, the crowd favorite. So this was 2 years ago, and now Rocky and Shane have actually joined forces. But we're going to hear more about that later in the show. All this drama, all this violence mean little without the reaction and the energy of the crowds that fill every ASW show.
So give yourself a round of applause for being the best fans in the world right here in Madison, West Virginia.
The crowd is no different than any West Virginia high school sporting event. Plenty of kids, small children to teenagers, lots of families. Of course, there's parents, grandparents, and inevitably there's one or two people who you can tell by the look on their face are not that into it. They brought their kid or their loved one who loves wrestling, and that's the only reason why they're sitting there in the audience, surrounded by screaming fans and music blaring. Some of the adults you can tell came straight from work, whether that's a teacher, mechanic, coal miners. People of all kinds come and they love to watch wrestling. On one side of the court, the bleachers are extended and a basketball hoop hangs from the rafters. When the lights go down and it's finally showtime, the wrestling ring sets brightly lit in the center of the arena, and the stage for tonight's impending drama has been set. Here in Madison, West Virginia, fans come out regularly, at least a few hundred of them each time when ASW promotes their events, usually about 10 a year. I spoke to Brandon Burns, who is one of those regulars.
I'm the head coach of Scott High School girls basketball. We brought our girls basketball team here for like a team bonding, and you can see three or four of them are even here tonight. So it's just something fun to do that we don't have to drive to Charleston. It's one of the few, well, it's really the only thing really in town that we can do once a month and come out. And as soon as it's over, we're home in 5 minutes, and it's just a lot of fun. I don't ride four-wheelers. I don't play golf. You know, I basically just teach school, coach, raise my family. And it's nice to be able to come and do something that I enjoy, which is watching wrestling once a month, that where I don't have to put out $40, $50 to watch a WWE event in Charleston. I can come here for 10 bucks, bring my whole family for under 50 bucks, and have a great time.
And while it's smaller and more intimate than, say, the Charleston Civic Center, where the WWE does live events a couple times a year, that intimacy is what some fans love the most.
It's not expensive. I mean, we could pay a lot more money to go see other wrestling, but we don't. We come here.
That's Travis Craddock, who's been attending ASW shows since promoter Gary Dameron first started over 10 years ago. He and his family hardly miss a show.
Who did you come to the show with tonight?
My daughter Emma, my dad Robert, and my son Jackson.
Why do you think it's important for Gary to do shows here in Madison?
It brings families together, gives us something to do. There's not much to do, and Gary has provided a lot of entertainment over the years.
Here's ASW founder and promoter Gary Dameron, who organizes all of ASW's shows.
This area has been hit so hard financially, and you know, a lot of jobs have been lost here, and you know, this is considered the coal country, and so a lot of people are out of work, and you know, having a show like this in a small town where, you know, people really don't have nothing to look forward to, you know, it kind of gives them something to look forward to and kind of forget their problems for a little bit and just come out and enjoy a night of wrestling.
Like a lot of forms of entertainment, wrestling provides escape. It's a safe place where we can go to forget our problems and be in our own universe.